Hello and welcome back. This is your host, Cardzi B. As many of you may already know, I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor based in Manhattan. I began learning tarot when I was still in elementary school, and since then I've turned that hobby into a tarot practice and the creation of my own deck, Badass Bitches Tarot by Cardzi B, as well as various tarot products and events. So this is the Ask Cardzi B episode for the month, and a lot of you wrote in some amazing, thoughtful questions, and several of those had to do with how we can increase our energy and the frequency during this intense time of the coronavirus outbreak that is in some way impacting all of us. I'm going to get to those questions right after I go through our monthly and week cards, but I do want to highlight just the energy, the astrology first, because we do have some advantageous energies that are really working with us coming up in this time. So Austera and the spring equinox, and I think we brushed on this in the monthly overview, Austera and the spring equinox occur this Thursday, which is the 19th. And the 19th marks the beginning of spring for the Northern Hemisphere, which is, you know, North America, where I'm coming from in New York. I know a lot of my listeners are in the Northern Hemisphere, whether it's North America or Europe. And it's also the beginning of fall for the Southern Hemisphere. So thank you for my listeners there. Anyway, on the 19th, or the equinox, the Earth's two hemispheres are receiving approximately the same amount of the sun's rays equally. So night and day are going to be equal in length for us, and also the north and the south, we're kind of unified. So when we think about that, like coming together, and for me, that's what we need more than ever right now, right? So let's go back to us in the north. Our days are getting longer, right? So this is in this chaotic time that as of now is mostly contained to the northern hemisphere. We are calling in more light. This is reassuring. During all of this chaos and, you know, tumultuousness, Austera is the celebration of more light coming in day by day. So in terms of history, Austera came from Celtic and Saxon traditions, and eventually Christianity began celebrating aspects of that, turning it into the Easter holiday, which most of us are familiar with. And we have a lot of religions that celebrate during this time, the celebration of spring and the light. We have Hindu Holi, Jewish Purim, which just happened, Christian Easter, Sikh Hala, Mahala. We have a lot of, so there's a lot, even if we're not all celebrating like we normally would given the circumstances, that energy of celebration is around us, and that energy of light is around us, as well as the unification of the equinox. So despite the darkness we're facing, we're also, you know, in this time that literally is about embracing and welcoming in light. So try to tap into that as much as we can. I think that that's something that's super helpful to remember this upcoming week. We also are welcoming in that strong fire sign of Aries. Aries, the initiator, the achiever, that's starting Saturday the 21st. So that's going to really, I believe, help us move forward as well. But okay, before all of that comes into play with Aries, we are still working through the end of Pisces season. And the card that rules it is the moon, as we know by now. And the moon is that half hot mess Brittany and half sexy iconic Brittany in my deck. And, you know, this water ruled card often indicates that we're facing a lot of mirrors, and some that are flattering. We're seeing beautiful things. We're seeing people come together. We're seeing kindness. Other things are going to be triggering our shadows. We're going to be seeing a lot of fear, a lot of, you know, people hoarding, people terrified, people maybe not being so kind to one another. But the moon card in Pisces season really gives us the opportunity to dive in further and integrate and clear some of those things we might have avoided in the past. And we have our second card of the month that was from the 2020 overview poll, that air and earth ruled Knight of Pentacles, aka the Mindy Kaling card in the Badass Bitches Tarot deck. And I mean, come on, we need some Mindy Kaling vibes right now. This card really encourages us to stay on task and know that we're putting in the groundwork to kind of, that, you know, the things that we're being diligent about and doing right now, it's really going to allow success to flow in as a result of staying true to our mission right now. And that can look different for everybody, but things that feel really in your aligned work and purpose, it's like, keep doing it, you know? There's chaos in New York right now, and I'm like, I keep putting out content that I hope resonates with some of you. I keep, you know, putting out the podcast, keep putting out a lot of Instagram content. Keep doing the work that feels aligned, and it is for a greater good. And also take breaks from things that aren't aligned, you know? That's very Knight of Pentacles too. It's like it's an earthly grounded card. So get grounded, get real as well. All right, so let's take a look at our card for the week before we get into some of our questions. Four of Swords. All right. So in the OG Smith Rider Waite deck, this card is this knight lying on he's lying horizontally on what looks like a tomb. It's like the slab of marble, and he's still in his suit of armor with his hands in a prayer position. I used to, as a kid, when I would see my tarot deck, I used to think he was dead, so this card was kind of scary to me when I was younger. But I've later learned and began to understand that it's really the card of rest and contemplation. So the four of, the four swords that are in this card, one of the swords is beneath the knight on that marble slab, and it's lying horizontally underneath him, and it's kind of representing that forward point of focus. So why are we resting? Why are we meditating? We're coming to that point of focus of how we're going to proceed moving forward. And then there's also the three swords hanging above him, pointing down towards him. And to me, that's information coming in. That's not something I've read. That's just intuitively the three swords pointing down. It's swords are air energy. They're kind of, the information coming in through meditation is what those always kind of represented to me. Astrologically, this card is ruled by Jupiter in Libra, and that's all about that expansive planet in Jupiter in Libra, really that sign, that constellation of balance. So finding expansion in balance. And that can sound contradictory, but when we think about it, that's really what meditation is about, right? Is there's going to be thoughts that come in as we meditate, as we go within and distract us. That's just how it works living in a human existence in a dualistic world. And I think that it's really about finding the expansion and the healing in that time, in that balance. In the Badass Bitches tarot deck, I drew this card as Pema Chodron, who's an author, Buddhist teacher, and just, she's kind of the queen of meditation to me. I've studied her, I've read a lot of her books, and she's really about accessing the answers within, and that is the essence of Four of Swords. This card is bringing up great advice, going into a chaotic week, because it's all about filtering out outside noise and really going within to access our inner guidance system, which, is tapped directly into the universe, to source, to God, to spirit, whatever you want to call it. How are we accessing that so that we know we're aligned in our actions, in our decisions, and how we're moving forward? And, I keep saying New York City is pretty crazy right now, and a lot of people are very filled with fear. I personally am not feeling anxious or fearful, but the collective energy being so unstable, it affects all of us. Even if that's not my personal experience, I'm feeling a city of millions that, not all of us, but many people are feeling anxious or fearful or off balance. So that, obviously affects my energetic field. And health-wise, I'm totally fine, and I don't have any quote-unquote, symptoms. I have, however, not felt like myself. I've been procrastinating like, whoa. And those of you who know me, this is very unlike me. I'm Sag, Aries rising. I'm go, go, go. But I've been feeling like, oh, okay, maybe I'm just gonna lay down and relax and watch this, this documentary I've been meaning to see, or I'm going to read this book, or I'm going to do a little more research. I love to read and research. Sagittarius, very philosophical. So that's a way that I find to procrastinate that I tell myself is productive. But anyway, that's unlike me. And similarly, I randomly pulled a muscle in my upper back, and I'm not quite sure. I box, but I've been boxing for years. This has never happened. It's just a strange, out of the ordinary thing that have been, little signs of that Four of Swords, trust, give yourself what you need in this time period. And, when I'm not often, when I'm not doing the podcast and hosting events, I'm go, go, go. I'm Sag, Aries. So even the other day I was I had some time. So I was okay, let me figure out a way to make a really, effective magical hand sanitizer. So I was giving that out to friends and neighbors in New York. But I just, with these procrastination vibes, and I don't know, definitely comment, let me know if anyone else is feeling this, if it's out of the ordinary. I feel like this is really a reason to tap into that Four of Swords energy. energy. So it's like, if you're, even if you're like, oh, I never feel like this, listen to that more than ever. It's a sign. Like, you know, if you need that, if that means that you need to take it easy, if you need to, you know, take a bath, meditate, take a walk, chill and watch Netflix. I'm probably going to chill and watch Ancient Aliens after this podcast. I'm not even going to lie. So Four of Swords, really listen to those inner voices. So yeah, I think that it's also interesting that we're in the year of the Emperor, which is the fourth major arcana, the ruler of Four of Swords. And it's really reminding us that we're in a year that the foundation is shifting. And it's also that four energy of foundations, we're also really trying to figure out what that looks like for us. And, you know, we're realigning and changing some things. So Four of Swords, again, if we need some extra time, some extra rest, some extra TLC, listen to your spirit, your subconscious, listen to your body in this time. I hope that is helpful. It's a great card for the week. I'm happy that we pulled this one. Let's take a look at our March Ask Cards EB questions. All right, so first, I really loved this one. Dear Cardsy, I just used my Nicoletta Sicoli. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing this. I don't own this deck. Sounds beautiful though. I just used my Nicoletta Sicoli deck to draw two cards, Strength and Justice. These cards absolutely spoke to my query and I felt good about the reading. My question is about the unusual relationship between these two cards, which I don't think I've ever drawn together as a pair before. Pulling out my Badass Bitches Tarot, as I always do for a reference if I'm not reading with your deck in the first place, thank you for that, reminded me that some decks number Strength 11 and Justice 8, while others number Strength 8 and Justice 11. I'd love to hear your hot take on the differences and connections between these cards, the numbers, and the deck styles that use each approach. Thanks for your awesome podcast, @sexyspelling, Christy. Oh, thank you, Christy. I love this question. I tried to briefly touch on it in my book, which you referenced, that comes with the guidebook that comes with the deck, but it is, you know, it is the small guidebook. So didn't get to go that far into it, and I would love to address this. It's also a great question because, yes, it affects many decks. So some decks like Marseille Tarot and Thoth Tarot number Justice 8 and Strength 11, whereas the Smith Rider-Waite deck, my deck, number Strength 8 and Justice 11. So from everything I've studied and read, Justice was said to be originally number 8 and Strength was number 11, dating back to ancient Greece, France, Italy, other than the Taroichi cards, because those cards weren't numbered. A lot of the very, very original kind of cards that inspired Tarot to come about were not numbered originally. But to me, this question, it comes down to, you know, and this is everything with tarot and really with life, right? What feels right and intuitively aligned for you? I personally really resonate with a lot of the teachings of the Golden Dawn. And the Order of the Golden Dawn, they're members of the Golden Dawn were who created both Thoth Tarot and Smith Rider-Waite. I followed a lot of the Smith Rider-Waite teachings in my practices and a lot of the Golden Dawn rulings. But they're the ones who reorganized making Strength number 8 and Justice number 11 due to the astrological ruling. So Strength is ruled by Leo, and that comes before Justice, which is ruled by Libra. So to me, I love astrology. That made sense. That was almost enough reason for me to be like, all right, I'm on board with that. But there's also a case for this if you follow tarot in relation to Kabbalah. And in that case, the Kabbalistic Tarot book, I think it's by Richard Wang, still, again, they reiterate Strength as number 8 and Justice as number 11. There's another argument that the first 10 cards are said to be more worldly of the world, where the next 10 are more like philosophical. And so when we look at Strength, it's viewed as a kind of a world issue of strength, internal strength, like Emperor, like the Lovers, whereas Justice comes later, according to this argument, because it's more of a philosophical viewpoint, like the later cards of the Hanged Man and Temperance, etc. So for me, when I was sitting down with this, it's something I had to contemplate when I was beginning to design my deck, and I thought of the journey of the major arcana. And I find that we often learn, I mean, and this could just, again, this is my take on it. If you're like, heck no, Justice comes before Strength, then by all means, follow that path and read with decks that follow that. But for me, I found that the mastery of Strength, which is kind of that internal strength and knowing, comes before we conquer justice's execution of boundaries of what is fair and just. Like, for me, I had to get really clear on my own strength and my own being a whole person before I was really good at putting boundaries in place. So that was one thing that I looked at for, like, in the journey of the cards being numbered in the major arcana, of kind of passing through the energies of each. I thought about that for myself. I also just, this is a weird visual cue, but I like the symmetry of the number 11 for justice, because it reminds me of the Libra scales and the scales that are in the Justice card, kind of how they're two separate numbers. They're two numbers, whereas eight is also a symmetrical number, you could argue, but eight is one number, whereas 11 has the two numbers that side by side are a literal balance, like the scales of the Justice card. So that was kind of that. I thought of a couple things, and for me, just intuitively, I was like, justice is 11, strength is 8. But again, always work with what feels aligned for you. There's a great line, I'm probably going to mess this up, but from Will and Grace's Jack McFarlane, right? And it was a conversation about, like, being a Cher fan versus a Madonna fan. And he basically was like, same church, different pew. And that's kind of how I feel. Like, the message in justice and strength, there's still the same message in each card, regardless of the number. So just do what feels right for you in that, you know? Okay. I'm now going to dive into some of the coronavirus questions that came throughout the week. So let's start with this one, since it actually has to do with a couple of the cards we just reviewed. I feel like these two relate nicely. Hey, Cardsy, trying to stay calm over here in LA. What are some cards that are helpful to channel during this energetic craziness of corona? At Casey Teagues 88. Hey, Casey, thank you for this. And this is a great question, something I've been thinking about. I'm sure a lot of us have been thinking about. Thank you for sharing that with the collective. Number one, I'm going to state this as I did in the last question. Channel what feels the most beneficial to you. And this can look different for everybody. If you're like, I want to feel safe, you know, in my home, I want a safe foundation, maybe you need some Emperor vibes. Everyone's going to be different. I will share the cards that I've been working with for what it's worth, but like, I would really go through your deck and the things that make you feel like, whew, that helps me to exhale, that helps me feel a little bit more grounded, a little bit more connected, a little bit more safe. I would work with those cards. But the ones that I've been working with, and like I said, it's funny because this question came through in my DMs, because two of these were addressed in the question about, 8 versus 11. So the three cards that I'm really channeling right now, Strength, Justice, and the High Priestess. So strength for channeling that intrinsic strength that comes from, again, within us, connected to source, the universe, God, whatever you want to call it. That to me is really that strength energy, helping to filter out the outside noises and chaos and get clear with your own inner power. And this card is also, it's about stamina, it's about endurance, but in like a calm, confident way. It's about like holding that space of strength and endurance without forcing it on the world, right? Because in the card we see her, she's taming this lion, but she's not grabbing it. She's not like putting a net around it. She's just like, you know, come here. And the lion comes because she has that calm inner strength. Being in the middle of Manhattan, where so many people are just freaking the fuck out right now, I mean, they're hoarding food, people will back away from you on the street, it can be really challenging to not buy into that story and to also hold space for their experience, because their trauma is real. They may have had experiences with lack of food or with illness in this lifetime or past lifetime. So this trauma is real for them. I'm fortunate in that though I have had experiences even in this lifetime, I've cleared a lot of them. I've gone into a lot of that darkness and done a lot of the shadow work around this lifetime and past lifetime. So try to clear as much as I can. So I'm not experiencing a lot of the fear symptoms or like that, like hoarding or lack mentality, which I'm grateful for. But I do acknowledge that their experience, it's real, but it's that line, right? Of strength is kind of like holding space, acknowledging without letting it consume you. I think that's really the key of the strength card in this time. I would also say that I personally am channeling justice. Again, the two cards from question number one, just making a killer comeback. These are two great cards. And justice is all about doing what's fair and just for ourselves. And in doing that, that will have a ripple effect of creating what's fair and just for the world around you. It's also about boundary setting, right? So now more than ever, it's important to put those boundaries in place. And again, this looks different for everybody. If for some of you, those boundaries that make you feel safe are not touching other people, not letting other people in your home, maybe not going out of your home, do whatever makes you feel at peace. That is different for every single one of us. Mine personally have been holding the boundary to stay put in Manhattan and continuing to feed the light grid here. I have continued in-person readings for those who are still seeking them. I've, I'm still obviously doing phone and Skype readings. I had a couple of fashion colleagues over for in-person readings when the news break, the NYC state of emergency, when that was the news broke, was declared. And I was, I said to everybody, I was like, whatever you need to do right now, if you feel like you need to leave, if you feel like you have calls to make, and everyone reacted differently. Like, I just sat there petting my dog, sending love and light to the city of New York and peace. Some people were freaking out. Some people were making a million phone calls. And I was like, whatever anyone needs to do, you're welcome to stay. If you need to leave, obviously do what you need to do. And they all stayed. And I asked, what I could do to help, if anyone was interested in like an herbal elixir that I made that had some calming herbs of kava and lavender. And I put some peppermint oil on their temples and, did a brief little meditation. And afterwards, they all told me that they were so grateful that they were in my home of all places when this news broke. So I feel like part of my boundary is saying that when people are wanting me to leave, and people that care about me, I've had many offers to go, I'm very fortunate in that I have a lot of friends with homes outside the city. And I said, right now, thank you so much. I feel like I'm supposed to be here. And I do. I also have had to set a boundary with the Justice card, a boundary to fear. I saw a friend on the street yesterday. I have terrible distance vision. So she saw me first and she shouted out my name and I turned around and gave a big smile and I waved my arms and she instantly backed away about 8 feet or so and said, no touching, I can't get too close. And so I just smiled and I said, hey, I have to go. I'm in a hurry. Stay safe. And that was my boundary to fear because I could just sense in her, obviously in her words verbally, but in her energy fear field, just that fear and chaos. And I was like, I sent her so much love, but I'm just not operating on that frequency. So I kind of put that boundary up of like, this is not a conversation for me right now. And I respect that she put her spatial that boundary up. If she doesn't want to get within 10 feet of people, that's cool. But similarly, I don't want to have fear-based conversations right now. So I was like, put that boundary in place. And I'm sure when, we'll loop back around. We'll touch base if, when and if we're on the same frequency again. But no matter what makes you feel safe and aligned, it can be helpful to use the Justice card energy to help you enforce that. My last card recommendation here is the High Priestess. And the High Priestess is like every reader and healer's go-to card, right? Like all of us love this card. And this means that, we're really adept at accessing kind of our inner selves. It's the healer, it's the intuitive card, and it's really about keep going inside, keep checking in. And today, like I said, I feel it's aligned for me to stay here, even in the state of emergency that's been issued. But I'm going to keep checking in with myself. And if I get the message from the universe spirit source that I'm supposed to go somewhere else, I'll also follow that. So the High Priestess is the card that is said that she sits between the darkness and the light. She sits between subconscious and the conscious, and she makes choices with access to all of that information. And because we live in this dualistic world, and right now we're seeing such a huge, drastic juxtaposition of light and dark, the High Priestess can help remind us to look at and be aware of all and, make decisions according to all of that. So tapping into all of it and then moving forward accordingly. All right. Our next question, herbology questions. You guys know I love those. All right. Hey, Cardi, I know you work with a lot of herbs as well. Do you have any recipes that are helpful for immunity and increased vibration during this time? At Benjamin Button 1212. Benjamin, that is a fab Instagram name, BT Dubs. And you know I do have some herbal recipes. So yes, let's get to it. So I have two daily practices right now for the past week or so. Every morning, I've been making myself an immunity boost shot. And so that what that looks like, these are things that I would normally say are easily accessible, but with the hoarding of food at grocery stores, I don't know, but hopefully, many of you have access to these. A lot of these you probably keep in your home. So one third of it, if you fill up a glass, I have just a shot because this is pretty strong and you really only need about a shot glass, about 2 ounces. But whatever glass you're working with, I fill up a third with orange juice. And medically, orange juice boosts immunity, it provides vitamin C. Metaphysically, it increases alertness, acceptance, and trust. So as you know, if you follow any of my potion and elixir recipes by now, you know that I look at everything from a scientific medical standpoint and then also a magical metaphysical standpoint. So I like orange juice. I drink it every day. When I'm not making my immunity boost shots, it increases alertness and from metaphysically that acceptance and trust with what is. So it's like, I accept it. I trust that the universe has my back. I like this as a base for this shot. So one third part OJ, fresh squeezed, organic, no additives, hopefully, if you can do that. One third part fresh squeezed lemon juice. You can take a lemon and squeeze it if you don't have fresh lemon juice. That's something I always keep in my apartment with all of the elixirs and potions I make, but you can literally just take a lemon and squeeze this for one third part of, because like I said, if you're working with a 2 ounce shot glass, this is like, not even, a little over a third of an ounce. Maybe two thirds of an ounce. Sorry, my mouth is off today. But still, you can squeeze it from a lemon. And medically, lemon juice is an antiseptic, which helps clean, your system and if you're not feeling well, or it helps to clean any kind of the impurities out. Metaphysically, it energizes and cleanses. So awesome. The next part of this is then the last third is fresh ginger juice. So this may be something that not everybody keeps. If you have a juicer and you have ginger, you can juice it. You can buy ginger juice out. A lot of places that sell juice, sell ginger juice or shots of it. You can get it. I would normally say at the grocery store, but who knows right now. But if you don't have access to ginger juice and you have even dried powdered ginger in your cabinet, you can use that in an emergency. The fresh juice is better. But if you have access to any ginger, throw it in there. Medically, it's good for digestion and gut health, and metaphysically, it's associated with fire, and that really helps increase our power and speeds things up. Like, okay, we're going to speed up this healing, we're going to speed up this immunity. And then the last ingredients here, I do 4 drops of oil of oregano. So medically, this is an antioxidant, it's anti-inflammatory and antimicrobial. So just, it's all the things. People often tell you to take this for colds and illness just by itself because of that. And metaphysically, oil of oregano increases relaxation and balance. So I think we all need a little bit of that right now. And the last ingredient for my morning immunity booster is 1/3 teaspoon of cayenne pepper. If you have the dried cayenne, I do about 1/3 teaspoon. If you have cayenne tinctures, you can do 3 to 4 drops of that, but a little bit of cayenne in there. Medically, this helps with the heart and blood circulation, which is great in this time. And metaphysically, also, it speeds up progress. The ginger and the cayenne really are like, they're that fire energy. They're like, and again, as a Sag Aries rising, I like really resonate with those herbs because I'm like, all right, kids, let's go. So that's my morning elixir. And then I have a nighttime elderberry elixir. So this one's a little bit more simple. I take 1 tablespoon of elderberry syrup. Medically, this is anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, and it boosts the immune system. A lot of people take this for colds and flus because of that. So that's what the elderberry is known for medically. Metaphysically, it helps purification, and it's been known to work with exorcism spell work. So literally exorcising out things that are negative for us, which is great in coronavirus plague times, right? The more elderberry, the better. I've been having these like cocktails. Like the elderberry syrup it's tasty too. So I do this. I do 3 to 5 drops of mugwort. So I always say mugwort in everything because medically, if you ingest it, it's also good for the skin on a separate level if you apply it to your skin. But medically, when you ingest mugwort, it supports the liver health, which is great in times of immunity compromise. your immunity being compromised, and it also helps blood circulation. Metaphysically, it aids in psychic ability. So I literally bathe in mugwort, I drink mugwort, I smoke mugwort. Mugwort is, it's like it helps you access that third eye info. I love mugwort. So basically this cocktail is just elderberry syrup, mugwort, and then you can add this to a base of tea or seltzer, whatever you prefer. I have friends that drink this in a tea as a hot drink, a little bit of a witchy hot toddy, if you will. I personally drink it in seltzer. I like it cold. I like it in a tall glass of Clearly Canadian. So I hope that those are helpful. Those are good daily elixirs. I'm also going to go over my herbal magical AF home hand protectant, because I did post this on Instagram. I got a lot of notes about this and a lot of likes. So in case you didn't see it, in case you don't follow my Instagram and only the podcast, this is also pretty easy to make at home. So I was saying I've never been a consumer of hand sanitizers. I'm not someone who's overly, I'm definitely not OCD in the cleanliness. Like I shower once a day. I brush my teeth twice a day, wash my hands as needed, but I was never one of those hand sanitizer consumers to begin with. But especially the more I learned that it's a whole lot of chemicals that you can't pronounce. And the fact that Purell has a massive monopoly on the market, and there are scientists from Purell telling us not to make our own, which is always a little bit of a red flag to me. So the rebel in me, of course, is like, I'm going to find out how to make this. So here we go. It's pretty easy. You need 2/3 part alcohol. So rubbing alcohol, alcohol that you can get at the pharmacy. This is selling out because, again, people are going batshit. Any alcohol that's pure will do. If you have to use vodka, you can freaking make a vodka hand sanitizer. Go for it. So 2/3 part alcohol. No magical properties that I know of here, but scientifically, it kills germs like well. The second part is 1/3 part aloe vera. So medically, aloe vera, as we probably know, it moisturizes, it soothes the skin. So that with the alcohol in all hand sanitizers, those are usually the core foundations, because you don't want to use so much alcohol that your hands crack and causes cuts and that can allow germs to get in more. You want enough aloe vera that you're still keeping them moist and safe. So medically, that's what it does. Metaphysically, aloe vera protects and prevents misfortune. So I like this from a magical metaphysical standpoint. Aloe vera is great. The third thing within this, then, you can literally just do alcohol and aloe vera if that's all you're feeling that you need. I like to work, as you know, with magical herbs. So any essential oils or herbal tinctures that resonate with you that you may already have at home. It's funny. So I know obviously what orange is because I drink orange juice every day. I know what's in there medically and metaphysically, but I wasn't familiar with eucalyptus. When I was making mine, I was just drawn to eucalyptus and orange. I'm like, these are the things I need. And sometimes I'll pull things, I make them, and then I look them up later. Like, what's the medical property or what's the metaphysical property? Because I don't always know both. I just am drawn to it. I think that goes to show you tap into that high priestess, that intuition, when you're in these times, especially because your intuition knows what you need. So I put in eucalyptus and orange in mine, and eucalyptus, it turns out medically, is anti-inflammatory and decongestant. When you think about it, it's used in Vicks vapor rub. So it makes sense medically. Metaphysically, it creates a protective barrier and it alleviates mental exhaustion. And then the next thing I chose was orange, which we addressed with the morning shot of medically vitamin C, boosts immunity. Metaphysically, it increases alertness, acceptance, and trust. And so this could look different, again, for you. So if you've got your alcohol, you've got your aloe vera, and you're struggling a bit with anxiety, try something like a lavender, that helps with anxiety. For me, I've been struggling with, like I said, procrastination for whatever freaking reason. So I'm like, I need a little bit of alertness. I need a little bit of that orange and eucalyptus vibes. But trust yourself. I know everyone who listens to this is magical AF and is quite intuitive. So listen to your inner guidance system as you're making your own here. In addition to physically cleansing, meditations and energy work are incredibly protective and healing always, but again, especially at this time. I'm going to include two of the meditations I've been working with in the notes to this podcast. One is from Marianne Williamson, one is from Louise Hay, both about healing and creating that protective, healing energy light fields around us. So I think that's everything. That's all my questions. So before we head out, as usual, just to quickly recap, we're nearing the end of Pisces season, which means we're working with the last remnants of that Pisces ruled moon card, reminding us to reflect on triggers this month that can actually be a blessing in disguise as they serve as opportunities to heal and integrate our light and shadow. So even in the worst of this, when we can see the lessons and really look at it, like that moon card in Badass Bitches Tarot, we both have Shaved Head Meltdown Brittany and Sexy Iconic Brittany. We all of us, I went and don't think I didn't like stock up on my herbs and you know, I may not have been like, you know, buying 72 rolls of toilet paper, but I had that, like, what are the things I need? We all have both within us. So, you know, it's okay to look at that. It's okay to integrate. This month also brings up the Knight of Pentacles, the Mindy Kaling card, reminding us to really, continue to work at those things that we know are our soul's work, right? We have the Four of Swords as our weekly, so also okay to take breaks, listen to what you need spiritually, emotionally, and physically with your body, but keep doing your soul's work when it comes up, when it feels aligned. Instagram Live still happening on Monday. I'm still going to make myself as accessible as I can to you during this time. So I'm here virtually. I'm still on phone, Skype, FaceTime readings. I'm still going to be doing the weekly lives at 7:30. A lot of my events have been canceled due to coronavirus, but I'll keep everyone posted. Keep following at CardsyB and BadassBitchesTarot.com for more information on that. But yeah, I'm still here. I'm still holding down the light grid in Manhattan and as much as I can for the world. I love you all. Thank you so much for listening. Stay safe. And as always, stay magical AF.